Hello and welcome back to the Infinitum podcast. It's great to have you with us on this journey. We're excited today because we're going to be sharing two stories from Australia. It's amazing that Infinitum is a global community, and it's great to hear of how it's impacting people's lives and work and ministry in lots of different areas. So we've got those coming up in a few moments, but just for now I want to update you with some really exciting things. One, we have the Infinitum Android app. Is finished and it's available on the Play Store. So you can download that if you're an Android user and want to access the Infinitum app. The second thing is we have a new announcement for a conference gathering, which is going to be happening in Nottingham, England on the 4th of February. So that's a Saturday, and it's going to be a kind of day event from like 10 till 6, and a great opportunity to share with others and to explore Infinitum further, whether you've been on this journey for a while or whether you're brand new to it. We've got Danielle Strickland, and we've got Phil Wu, and a few others who'll be sharing on that day. So that's the 4th of February. Tickets and details will be available very soon. And the third thing is, I was going to announce the podcast, which makes no sense because you're listening to it. So you know that the podcast is here and you know that it's good, hopefully. So ignore the third one. And we're just going to go straight across to Ian Mayhew because he traveled across to meet these guys. And the first story we're going to hear is an interview about how Infinitum is used actually within a missional trip. And the other thing is how it is used within leadership and how that can then have an effect on a church. So they're both from leaders connected with the Salvation Army over in Australia. So I'm going to pass across to Ian Mayhew for the rest of the podcast.
So I'm in Sydney and it stopped raining, which is good news. And I'm with Peter Gott at the Salvation Army in Rockdale. So I've asked Peter to just talk about a couple of different projects that he was involved in that we've sort of found out about and that involve Infinitum. So, Peter, thank you ever so much for taking the time to be with us. Just tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, it was a pleasure to chat with you, Ian. And a bit about myself. Well, I'm an officer in the Salvation Army, currently as a Divisional Youth Secretary here in Sydney, but about to take up an appointment as a Corps Officer at Miranda.
Great.
Corps. Not far from where we're meeting now. Yeah, I have a young family with
two girls,
yeah. 4 and 1.5.
Great.
And, yeah, right in the mix of it.
Absolutely. What time do they get you up in the morning?
It can be anywhere between sort of 5:30 and 6.
Oh, man. See, I'm at a very different stage of life now where it's sort of like, you know, they get you up. We have to get them up now. You know, it's totally different way. I've got 3 teenage boys.
Yeah, so that's just a dream at the moment.
Oh, man. So there we go. But they keep you up late at night. They want to go to bed later than you want to go to bed. So different sort of thing. So Peter and I spoke some time ago a bit about two projects So it'd be good to sort of talk through these, Peter. I mean, one was this kind of mission trip that you were involved in. Just tell us a bit about that, where you went and kind of what it involved.
Yeah, so we went to Timor-Leste or East Timor for a week with a mission team from the division. There were 8 of us on the group in the group that went. And the idea was there's a Salvation Army soldier from Australia who's been living in East Timor for the last 8 years and has this project to develop a training center for the church in Dili in East Timor. And the idea was that they could run short courses and have visiting groups. And his biggest dream is that it would become a Bible college that would be able to resource the church in East Timor, especially in Dili. For now, they have to go to Indonesia for a couple of years if they want to do some further study. But we went there, I guess, as part of the development of this training center, and as a team, we went there to firstly install a sound system, and then we ran a course for the local techies on sound.
So you flew all that stuff over, did you?
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of stuff that went ahead of us, but as well as stuff, we had a couple of speakers go on the plane, which was a bit of fun, yeah. And I guess one of the exciting things about the trip there was that the denominations don't necessarily get along too well in Dili, but here we had, you know, representatives from all the denominations in one room, and ended up with this sort of celebration night of all these different churches.
Fantastic.
Worshipping together.
Using the sound system.
Using the sound system. It did work.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
We got there. Yeah, it was a great trip and a great team to be a part of.
Right. So partly it was to do that, to take the sound system over there, but there was other stuff you were in kind of going to be doing during the week, was it?
Yeah. So I guess it was installing, running the course, and, you know, and visiting a church on the Sunday. But as well, we went to helped a sort of Christian children's program during the week, and, you know, did odd jobs around helping this training center develop, and that sort of thing. That's probably about it. We were only there sort of on the ground for 5 days, so yeah, there was only so much we could do.
Yeah, that's true. And you got there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess one of the things that we were talking about, actually before you took the trip, was, and I've been part of those mission trips as well, is how do you kind of have moments to sort of reflect on what's going on, almost in real time, really. That's just happened. How do I process that? And how, I guess, some of these things that you see and you're part of while you're there really hopefully sort of bed into your life. And so we actually talked a bit about using some of the Infinitum stuff, didn't we? The surrender, generosity, and mission, certainly.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to know a bit more how that kind of worked, really.
Yeah, so we decided to, my job was really to sort of run the devotional element, I guess, and reflection element of the week while we were there. And we took on that Infinitum framework for that time. The way we did that was we had sort of a time allocated every day to meet together. And because it was there's sort of seven, eight of us, it was a pretty good group to just sit around and chat. And what we did was everyone was given a specific topic from...
Oh, okay.
I did just on a general following Jesus is what we're about sort of thing. And then someone was given the love God, someone else love others, someone else mission, generosity, and surrender, and we sort of went through and did that each day, and the idea was sort of have a little bit of a thought from someone that they prepared, but then from there just promote discussion around in the team, and how that could potentially look in the environment that we're in on this trip.
So I guess that was sort of interesting. How did that kind of work? Because I guess mostly you let the environment sort of prompt you for different themes, but you came with, you know, with some set kind of themes and sort of trying to fit that into there. Was that a little bit cumbersome, or did it allow a bit more kind of conversation around?
To be honest, it really excited me, because I think the themes are so... relevant to whatever situation you are in life and as a follower of Jesus. So I found that it actually fits so well into it, and that people had put thought into what they were prepared as well.
Oh, good.
Just had prepared that. And then to see that line up with what we're actually in, it wasn't cumbersome at all. It actually felt very natural.
Okay, that's interesting.
Where we were.
So I wonder if there's other people who are running trips, you know, they might utilise the same sort of pattern, really, and framework. And you said that, I remember you saying there's a couple of times where there's a really exciting, almost kind of like God kind of dovetailing of the theme and the action, really, during that sort of day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially the day of, like we spoke about generosity, was the day we went to this children's program, which was run in a city not just a bit further down the coast from Dili, and they'd had this new, they had water on the property, but it only ran for like a half an hour to an hour a day, and it was very sporadic whether they would get water into their tank. But there was like a tap that had been installed about 100 and I think we measured about 120 meters down the road. And one of the things that they had asked for was a hose,
right,
that would go that distance, that they could then, you know, be able, yeah, to access water for, you know, the family and the children that were all involved in, wow, at this house. And I guess but one of the other projects they had done was they'd built this sort of veggie garden out the back. And when we got there, we saw they'd put a massive load of work into this, yeah, veggie garden. And we were just so impressed that they'd one thing put, you know, they'd installed a big fence to make sure that it was protected from the, you know, there's chickens and, right, all sorts of animals, yeah, running, yeah, everywhere, you know, but that it was protected, but also they put in and they worked out ways of how to help each other and how to use that as a source of income for them. But what they did need, water, especially in the dry season.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it was hard work.
Yeah. And so we, you know, we fell in love with what they did there. And so it, like the team, you know, when sort of, I guess, put their, do we put some money into, yeah, getting these guys hose for it? The team just jumped at it because we just talked about generosity, and they're like, "Well, if that's what that's the, yeah, people we're about, then, right, let's do that straight away." So it was a real blessing to see that in action and to see the fruit of that too.
Just as we think a bit about, you know, your East Timor trip, yeah, what are some of the things that for you, maybe even out of those, you know, the 1, 2, 3. What was the thing that kind of highlighted for you out of that? You know, was it about following Jesus? Was it about love? Or was it one of the other three, you know, the vows of surrender, generosity, and mission? Was it, what came for you actually out of that trip?
It might sound like a cop-out, but I think the whole thing,
right,
was what actually stood out to me about, yeah, the trip. I just to see the flow of the various elements working together. I mean, you can't, I think you've got to die to self, so to speak, when, yeah, while you're over there, yeah, in that sort of situation, because, or else you're not going to be effective in your mission that doing there.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of love and heart for the people, yes, is just so evident there. And you just, yeah, it did feel like, I feel like the 1, 2, 3 works so well, 3, 2, 1 towards the following Jesus,
yeah,
element. You,
yeah,
know,
that's
and,
a clever, yeah.
And so,
and that was inspiring, I guess, when you're with some people in those kind of environments,
yeah,
it sort of inspires your own walk, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the value of others in that as well.
Yes.
In the sense of, like, because everyone had a different topic that they had to bring, when they brought a real interesting thought,
yes,
that, well, I hadn't thought about that,
no,
about surrender, or
no,
I hadn't thought about that in that way,
no,
about love,
yeah,
or those sorts of things. It was, there was just such value in that iron sharpening iron element as well. So for me, I saw that the flow was so perfect in that of the whole framework. But, you know, at the same time, it was so natural, it didn't feel like that's just reserved for a mission trip.
No.
But that,
no,
certainly is so valuable for the whole,
yes,
life.
But I think that was the interesting thing that I sort of came away and I sort of learned a bit from you about that, is that it could really help and could kind of be a quite a nice framework for people who are doing either a mission trip or some kind of, I don't know, session away from things, that could sort of shape some of their sort of thinking,
yeah,
or certainly act as a sort of a springboard for stuff,
yeah,
as you're away.
Absolutely. I think
so that might help people actually in the,
yeah,
future, and other people are doing similar things. Yeah.
And I think those, you know, the peak experiences, high events, those sorts,
yes,
of things, and it creates a link to,
yes,
what can then go on.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, part of our role has been running lots of events, and the last thing you want is just everything that happens at the event to stay at the event.
No.
You want we really want that to continue. We want to see discipleship grow and beyond. And I think the by putting this to the test, I've seen how that can happen, and the ability of that with this framework.
Peter, thank you so much for your time. It's great.
Pleasure.
To chat with you. Really hope your move from your current role into running this church, the Salvation Army Church, goes well with you and your wife.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. So I'm at Rockdale, and I'm with Paul and Janet here, who part of the ministry team here at the Salvation Army. And they've been using Infinitum for a number of months here as a team. There's normally Ramona here as well, Paul's wife, but she's visiting her mother at the moment. But we've been having a fascinating conversation around how Infinitum has helped shape their sort of weekly team time. So, Janet and Paul, thank you so much for your time together here. And in actual fact, we're sitting at a table, which is a generous table, and near a couch, which has got a story. So before we even start, Paul, just tell us the story you were just telling me.
So we built this interview room for community services ministry, and it was all donated.
Yeah.
Including the furniture, except the table and the couch.
Okay.
And we went up to IKEA and saw the table and couch that we needed.
Right.
Came back from IKEA and the table that we needed was in the Salvo store, who gave it to us. We still had to purchase the couch. So the next day, Ramona went back to IKEA and she had the couch and she was in the queue and just getting a credit card out. She's in uniform. The lady behind her in the queue said, "Oh, is that for the Salvation Army?" "Yeah." The lady said, "Put your credit card away. I'm paying for that."
My goodness. There it is. There's generosity right there. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Well, we've had a good conversation this morning, just a bit about what it's been like to be part of a ministry team that kind of use Infinitum and some of the questions and times together. So it'd be good, just, Paul, perhaps start us off. How did this start, really? How has this got together?
Janet joined the officer team in January, so we now have three core officers.
Yeah.
And we decided that we would begin our ministry based on prayer.
Okay.
We have a standing agenda item for our leadership team. What is God saying to you about the core? And we decided, and Janet's been worshipping with us for a couple of years, so knew about the leadership team, but we, Ramona and I, decided that we would start our officership together with Janet.
Yes.
With the question, "What is God saying to you about the core?" And that we would shape our leadership by what God tells us.
Yes.
So we have a stance of listening. So we had 4-day prayer retreat for the first 4 days that Janet was here.
Yeah.
And God made things very, very clear to us, and we're living in that space now.
Mm.
The prayer retreat was so valuable to us that we determined that we would commit to meet each other, the three of us, for lunch every Wednesday.
Wow, yeah.
And that we would begin that by seeking God first.
Yeah.
And then, and ideally spend an hour before the Lord, and then half an hour checking that our diaries were heading in the same direction.
Because it normally happens the other way, doesn't it, in business meetings? You kind of like, I've been on staff teams and it's...
We're all old, so we're all 30 years plus in officership, and I think the three of us have come to this appointment and said, we're going to do it differently.
Yeah.
We're not going to be driven.
Mm. Was it a revelation for you, Janet, doing it that way?
Yeah. It was, because no other group I've ever worked with have actually done that. It's been an ideal that I thought would be good, but this is the first time I've actually been able to see it in action.
Yeah, great.
And well, be it in action.
Yes.
Well, be it in action.
There we go, you're part of it. Yeah. Well, that's powerful. So when you've been using some of the questions and some of the themes, you know, just follow Jesus, love and surrender, generosity and mission. You were saying some interesting things, Janet, because it sort of, that has been helpful in sort of shaping your conversations, really. But just tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, and has, because when we start to think about what we've done during the week, you can say, well, I really can't see how generosity or surrender fits with where I am at the moment. And sometimes the others will go, well, maybe it hasn't been. Or they'll say, what about when, and tell us something that happened that you'd forgotten about. But I think it makes you honest too, because we look at each one of those each week. So we look at what we're doing and see how God's worked in that.
Yes, yeah.
Through those questions. And
we've supported each other through some pretty chronic illness
in
the last few months. And so there's been times where one of us, one or another, has been battling with some pretty severe illness, and the other two have been able to help us to see and recognise God at work even.
Yeah, that's even powerful, there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
And when we're not doing so well, the infinitum questions have enough objectivity about them that it's not Janet or Ramona having a dig at me.
Mm.
I'm looking at the same question, and there's that little bit of objectivity.
Yes.
And I think it's helped us to trust each other.
Mm.
We had known each other for over 30 years, but we'd never worked together.
No.
And we've probably moved from acquaintances to becoming friends.
Yes.
But with the accountability of the infinitum approach has helped us move even beyond friends to becoming true partners in ministry. And
so we kind of not only keep one another accountable, but we actually encourage one another.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because what I don't see, Paul and Ramona may.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful part, isn't it? And that's what you want, isn't it? Accountability can't, it's not just a stick, it can't be that. It's a way of seeing, you know, helping to kind of push or sort of release more Jesus work within us.
And it's been great for Ramona and my marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been ministers together, officers together for over 30 years. We've had 8 years where we're in separate appointments.
Okay.
And that was a struggle.
So sort of separate churches. Yeah.
Separate sites. But more generally, we've been close together. And we are now saying, why didn't we do something like this before? But there's been a huge gift to us, and our marriage has been to be sharing and discipleship journey and accountability with Janet has meant that we're sharing it with each other more than we ever did. And so we are much richer for that experience.
I mean, that's interesting having three, isn't it? Some hubs are two, but three is interesting because you don't always have to be the next person to speak. You know, you've got a bit of time, and that's perhaps... It's been quite interesting. It's a bit less threatening, possibly, and perhaps, as you say, as a married couple, that's quite intriguing. You perhaps wouldn't have done this necessarily.
No, we wouldn't have. We hadn't.
No.
We had witnessed each other's journey. We'd encouraged each other. We prayed together a lot.
Yeah.
We read scripture together. Yeah. But this... I think I like the objectivity of the infinitum.
Yes.
Questions.
Yeah.
Because, you see, when Ramona and I are together, we can be we are sensitive enough. If one of us isn't travelling too well, we'll support each other rather than necessarily check if something's not working there.
Right.
Whereas when we come into this space and we know we're going to share with Janet, and if we're not doing too well, we're going to have to deal with it anyway.
It's going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we choose to let it come out because of the quality of the relationship that we have, the three of us.
I'm single, and I said to Paul when I first came here and he suggested this, I said, that scares the daylights out of me because I don't normally share with people quite that at that level. But it's been really good because we've been able to just sit with it, and God's been doing some really good things for us as well as for the core.
Yeah. That's very powerful to hear that, Janet, actually. Yeah. Yes.
And while we're transparent, there are areas, you know, our private relationship is not on this table.
No.
You know, so there are some boundaries around this space.
Yeah.
And this space is primarily our ministry together. The accountability is our our discipleship as the three core officers at Rockdale. And so, so we don't, and we don't expect any of us to throw our home life, our private life into this. This is not the accountability. No. Now, there may well be
one of other the spaces that, where that happens.
Exactly. Ramona and I have another couple that we share with very often, and that's much more around the marriage thing. So,
I think the other thing, infinitum helps us see God at work, like in the mission, because every week we sit down and we go, okay, what have we seen in mission today? And I go, oh, well, we prayed with this person. That person came and told us that their mother had died, so we were able to just encourage them and talk to them. Or there's those little boys that come in, and I like to think, you know, Jesus welcomed the children.
Definitely.
And these two boys, they come and they have a great time having coffee or hot chocolate at our place, you know, and they feel welcome.
Yes.
And to me, that's really good. And we get all the people who just want to come and sit. Some of them go and do their shopping at the shopping centre and then come here for the coffee, not because our coffee's better, but because it's such a peaceful and pleasant place.
Yeah.
And that's because there are people in the court praying for it.
Yeah.
But also that we're aware that we're not doing anything, just I'm not just making morning tea, I'm actually sharing God with people through our morning tea, through our ministry in the foyer area. And we also, you know, we talk to people as they go in and out of the shop, and it's amazing how some people come every week to our shop. Now, that surprised me. Salvo Stores, to me, was something you went to when you needed something, but they come and shop every week.
Mm.
And so we get to know them personally.
Great.
And I think that's God looking after that mission or that surrender area. Yes. We surrender what we do to Him, and He does some amazing things.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been great. Fantastic to hear what's happening in this place. And also, I think within you as well, I love the fact that, you know, you're busy people, you're doing lots of stuff for other people, but also you're really paying some attention to what's happening in you while all of that's going on, and seeing what God's doing in you. So
thank you
so much. And I think that is having a substantial impact on the core and on the leadership team. So it really does have a ripple effect.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And as a result of this last weekend at the Just Men conference, we had our discipleship coordinator there. He heard about infinitum last year. He's been wrestling with it, but he is really determined to get going with another hub. So I can see that the hubs, the infinitum hubs, will multiply. But also, there's just an increased sensitivity about accountability. Earlier today, we had a young mum's Bible study group meeting upstairs, and the first half hour of that is discipleship accountability together. Fantastic. Now, they don't use infinitum.
No.
But what Ramona looks after that group. So what Ramona has experienced here has overflowed there. And we have just witnessed an increasing depth in our people.
And it's authentic because you've been doing it, so it's not just something you're telling others to do. So you've lived with it for these amount of time, and then.
And for us, when we heard about infinitum, when I heard about infinitum with Phil Wall's visit last year, I came back saying, this is a tool that we can use.
Yeah.
And,
now we've used it together, we can say, look, it really is.
Yes.
It's not just a good idea we've heard about, we've experienced it, and it does make a difference to your walk with God.
It does.
That's brilliant.
Well, I hope you've found them as helpful as I did to hear, and really encouraging. Just love hearing how the infinitum life actually has this kind of knock-on effect, that just by living it and being a person of surrender and mission and generosity, that just naturally overflows to other people in your church and to other people who you meet. So it's great to hear those stories. And thank you for listening. This has been the Third Infinitum podcast. Next up, really excited to share in the next couple of days, very, very soon, Danielle's Infinitum Prayer, which is just a way to start your day. so helpful. A really great way just to use the hand postures to just think and pray. And so that will be coming out in the next coming few days. And as always, if you want to find out more information, head over to the website, infinitumlife.com. Want to get in touch, contact at infinitumlife.com. And for now, goodbye.